St. Helena, California, October 30th, 1906. When the light that God gives is appreciated by His people, the church will no longer walk in darkness. Christ, the true light, now shines, and of His people He says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, verse 14-16. How many are reflecting the bright rays of light from heaven? That heavenly light should be seen and felt as we associate with the world. Never should it be blanketed. When we are associated with men of the world, let us remember that we are Christ's representatives, and as such, by kind, cheerful words, reveal the blessings of the Christian religion. The Spirit of Christ should be made desirable as it is brought into contrast with the spirit of the world. Let those who profess to be Bible Christians testify by their words and by their life practice that they are indeed Christ's followers. They are to appreciate the privilege of being good and of doing good, having no fellowship with those who work counter to God's plans. The enemies of Christ openly proclaim their habits and their customs and reveal themselves as under the black banner of rebellion against Christ. Dear friends, will it pay to allow ourselves to be led and instructed by satanic agencies? Shall we not rather sit at the feet of Jesus and work for Him? Everyone is now deciding his eternal destiny. Paul declared, "God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Galatians 6, verse 14. In our effort to form a character after the divine similitude, we have the sympathy and the cooperation of heavenly angels. We shall find it necessary to lift crosses of self-denial and self-sacrifice. But let us not by willful sin make the heavenly hosts ashamed. As we see the corruptions in the world, let us heed the call. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17. Let us cling to the precious Savior. As those who are preparing for His coming, let the outward life honor God. We cannot shut our eyes to the souls all around us who are perishing in their sins. The Apostle Paul furnishes us an example of a self-denying Christian. He spent his life in seeking to persuade men to turn from sin unto righteousness. As soon as the Word is received with its refining, purifying influence, the fruit of the Spirit will be revealed in the life. Oh, that all who hear the Word might possess the grace of obedience! I appeal to our brethren and sisters in Battle Creek who desire to be on the Lord's side. Take your position decidedly for truth and righteousness. Be diligent Christians in the home life. Let those whose feet are planted on the rock seek to draw others to that foundation. Let all examine their own hearts to see if they are ready to meet the Lord. Have you opened the door of the heart to Christ? In the hearts of many professed Christians is the gall of bitterness. They are children of the evil one, and they do his works. They have not the preparation of heart necessary for them to stand in the judgment. Will these now come to repentance and break hearts before God? Will they confess their sins and be converted? Let there now be seen a humble sincerity in seeking the Lord. Angels of heaven would rejoice to see in ministers, physicians, and all His people a thorough work of repentance. Many have professed to be converted, but they do not in their lives reveal the fruit of conversion. Oh, that a wave of reformation would sweep over Battle Creek, and that every soul would become united in Christ Jesus. Everyone has a case now pending in the courts of heaven. Christ is knocking at the heart for entrance. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock," He says. "If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me." Revelation 3, verse 20. But many refuse to open to the gentle pleadings of the Savior.